We even went through Rego first time around, we'll return to it, and we went through Bor, and we haven't yet found the Lav Kayotze Bahem, so the Gemara suggests, we're at Daf Gimel Amud Beis, that's the sixth line down, V'chi Kama Rav Papa, Al Tolda D'Mavet. Perhaps we're dealing with the second of the, Shor HaBor HaMavet, the third of the Avos and Zikah mentioned in the Mishnah. So the question is, my Nihu, we're going to see Yitz Hashem on Wednesday, the Machlokes Rav and Shmuel, I Ushmuel do Amar Mavet Zashen Ha'ukimna told the Zashen Kishen. That won't help us. I Lerav do Amar Mavet Zahadam. Oh, now we have a new territory, new terrain. In terms of Adam, let's check out the toldos of Adam to see whether they're Kayotze Bem or not. But the question is, what are the toldos of Adam? My Avos and my toldos. My Avos and my toldos is Bey. The Chi Tema of Neur Vitolda Yashen. That let's give as a premise that when a person is awake and does nezek, that's the av of Adam. And when he's sleeping and does nezek, that's the tolda. V'ha'tanan Adam mu'ur li'olam bein er bein yashen. Namely, the Gemara shoots it down. What are the two ways that Tosfos suggests that the Gemara could shoot it down? And which of them does Tosfos choose as pshat in our Gemara?
Either they're both avos.
Or?
Or...
In other words, Tosfos chooses that the bringing in the Mishnah of Adam Mu'ud Li'olam Bein Er Bein Yashen tells us that we have told in Achinami Yashen will be a Tolda, but we'll have Tolda Sehem Kayotze Bahem, and so it won't help us. We're searching for the Tolda Sehem Lav Kayotze, but Tosfos hints at the option that perhaps the bringing in that Mishnah. Is pointing out that really Yashin itself is an Av rather than being a Tolda. Again, Tosfos himself says, let's look at the Tosfos, V'hatnan, Adam Muad. Tosfos of Tolda the Yashin. Have a matzah the mifrach de lekaman muki masnisin v'yoshin shedarko lahazik v'kori le'av ela belav hachi parach shapir. Right at the Gemara on Daf Dalad Amud Aleph, we're going to see defines yoshin as the case of darko lahazik. We don't view a person as a walking mazik. Tosfos is living in a world before terrorists. Probably other issues in Tosfos' time. But we don't view a normative individual who is awake as being a darko lahazik. But when a person is asleep, then everyone could be a darko lahazik, and so that would appear that it would be esh, it would be av, and that would take it out of the category of tolda. But Tosa says, but we have a better question from the Mishnah itself that simply we see tolda sam kayotze behem. However, yitachin that there is a Rishon who did learn like that, Havei Matzei Lemifrach, and we'll see that in a minute. Okay? Let's continue in the Gemara. Beseder? So the Gemara, once it says that we're not working off of Yoshen, so then Ela, Akicho V'Nio. Hechi Dami, Iba Hadei Da'azli Kamaske Kochohu, Iba Sarda Nayach Ben Rava Ben Shmuel Hainu Bor, Ela Tolda Damave Kamave, and then we move over to a different option in terms of ish. Look at Rashi. Start from Ela. Ela told the Adam Hainu Kicho V'Nio, and then Rashi explains Lashitasa what is Kicho V'Nio, and Tosfos disagrees on Nio. What over here could one theoretically perhaps be Medayik in Rashi?
Saying they're both
avos. Correct. In other words, that Tosfos offered two options as to how the Gemara shut down Yoshein as being an example of Toldoseim Rav Kayotze Bahem. Either in Echinami it's a Tolda, but it's Kayotze Bo, or it's really an Av. When Rashi says, Ela Tolda the Adam, Hainu Kicho V'Nio, it appears that what Rashi is saying, as opposed to Yoshein that was an Av, the Tolda would be Kicho V'Nio, namely that as opposed to Tosfos, who understood Yoshen as a Tolda, Rashi in Achinami understands it as an Av. Had Rashi agreed with Tosfos, he would have said, Ella Tolda de Adam de Lav Kayotze Bahem Hainuki Chovenio. Because that's really the issue, whether we're dealing with a Kayotze or not a Kayotze. But the phrase, Ella Tolda de Adam Hainuki Chovenio, appears to be that since we don't have Yoshen as a Tolda, we have Kicho v'Nio as a Tolda. Just put this in your, have a file in your mind, and just put this in that your mind's file for a minute. We'll come back to it in a minute. Then the Rashi continues, Ibahadi da azle maske shenafal al shiraim, on very expensive garments, v'tinfua v'toch mashke v'nimasu, kochohu, v'hainu adam gufo v'chayav. And then we move over to the possibility of Basar Denayach, and then that turns into a boar. What could one be medayik in Rashi, Kochohu? That Vahainu Adam Gufo Vechayav. Compare this Rashi to the language of the Mukhe Yosef. Okay, move over in the rift to the Mukhe Yosef on Daf Aleph and Medayis. Mukhe Yosef writes, after the Kicho Vidio, about the little down farther than the middle of the Amud, Lefikach Have Din Hatolda Ka'av, Daha Kochohu, Ukigufo Dame. Going back to Rashi, Kochohu Vahainu Adam Gufo Vachayov. Namely, in the Havamina of the Gemara, clearly we thought that Kicho v'Nio was a Tolda. What about the Maskana of the Gemara? The Gemara says Kochohu. So Rashi appears that it's an Av. Hainu Adam Gufo. Just as the Guf of an Adam is the Av, so the koach of the Adam is an Av, because we have a din, kocho kegufo, hainu Adam gufo v'chayav. The Mukhe Yosef goes out of his way to add in the word, hav yadin hatolda ka'av, deha kochohu ukigufo dame. He stresses the fact that we have over here a kaf hadimyon. A kaf hadimyon doesn't mean necessarily that we have an equation. It means that we have a parallelism. And he says that the tolda is like the Av. Who says black and white that we're dealing over here with the tolda as opposed to an av? The Rambam, excellent. The Rambam, I printed out for you, Chovel u'mazik, Echad ha-mazik biyado, O shezarak even o yorachetz v'hizik bo, O shepatar mai malchaveiro, O shirok o nav v'hizik b'kicho v'niyo, hareze ki mazik biyado, v'hem toldos shel odom. That which the Mukhe Yosef writes as the parish of the Gemara, the Rambam formulates as a halacha. And if we take these two Rashis together and juxtapose them to the Mukhe Yosef and the Rambam, what the Mukhe Yosef and the Rambam are saying is, just as up to this point we've seen a world of avos and toldos, so also in the world of Adam we have avos and toldos. The only issue is that in the world of Adam, toldoseim kayotze bahem, it's not going to help us with Rav Papa. But we basically have the same structure as we've seen up to now. Mashenkin Rashi, both in our diuk of the Rashi in his maskana about Yoshen, namely that Yoshen appears to be an Av, and now we're going to look for a Tolda, and the Gemara has a Hava mina the Kicho and Nio are a Tolda, and the Gemara rejects that. No, Kicho and Nio, Hainu Adam. We're back to our Av. Namely, according to Rashi, there's no concept of Avos and Toldos by Adam. That this is what Rashi is telling us, both by Yoshen and by Kicho v'Nio. What is going on over here? Which to you should be a default position? Who has to be explained? The Mukhe Yosef and the Rambam or Rashi?
Rashi, sure. The Gemara
says, okay, very, very good. But the question is, on what does the Gemara state that? Yes?
Doesn't the Gemara that Tosfos
Karatos, the Ones Karatzon, is that help Rashi?
The Petza Tachas Petza? Petza Tachas Petza is a Pasuk. Tosfos points out that L'chora, that which is black and white in a Pasuk, should be an Av as opposed to a Tolda, but not necessarily. Yes?
Actually, I think there's some more arguments that Tolda the Mavet. What's the Tolda Mavet, according to Rashi?
In other words, how would Rashi learn that phrase, Tolda the Mavet Kemavet? Okay, correct. In other words, but doesn't take away from the fact that Rashi says what he says. We just point
right,
out.
No, so he needs to be explained.
Is there, Rashi is the one who has to be explained. But L'chora, this will take us back. We pointed out that what we're trying to do is build a building of Baba Kama, and the first six prakim of Baba Kama are a world of Nezikin, to build a building of Nezikin. And so let's go back to some building blocks that we mentioned earlier. Classically, our Mishnah is dealing with the world of Mamon HaMazik. According to Shmuel, our entire Mishnah deals with Mamon HaMazik. According to Rav, we have over here a certain compound of Mamon HaMazik and also Mava and Adam HaMazik. But we pointed out that each of these realms, the Rambam puts them in two different realms. He has the realm of Niske Mamon, Hilchos Niske Mamon, and the realm of Chovel Umazik. In other words, though he moves Adam into a totally separate category. But in each of these realms, we can clear a chakira in terms of what is the nature of the chiyuv. Why? Why is the Torah machayev mamon hamazik? Why is the Torah make an individual responsible for his property, for his animals, or his boar? Why would an individual be chayev in terms of the own damage that he does? And we had within each chakira a machlokes. So if you recall, is there an eraser on?
It's there. It's on the.
Hiding. Okay, thank you very much. So let's talk a bit Torah Shebaal Peh, and then we'll see if perhaps in Torah Shebichlav. In terms of Adam Hamazik, going back now to I think our first or second shiur, we spoke about the fact that we have a very, 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 very basic machlokas rishonim between Tosfos and the Ramban. What is the status of an individual who is ones gomor? Right, what's the status of the individual who's totally not at fault? He's walking on the street, and a tsunami lifts him up and throws him through someone's window. And Baruch Hashem, he escapes alive, but that person now says, you destroyed my window. Right? And this person, what could I do? I was taken by this tsunami. I was pulled in the air by this hurricane, Dorothy and Wizard of Oz. You know, it's, who knows, you know, it's what a person can be acted upon. So what is the Ramban say in such a situation? Chayev. Adam buad ra'olam, bein er, bein yashen, bein ones, bein rotzon. A person is chayev. Tosa says, lo yitachen. Vade, in a world of ones gomor, he's patur. So how did we explain their machlokes? How did each of them understand the chiyuv of the Torah? Let's start with the Ramban. What does the Ramban say? Adam HaMazik.
Well, you're responsible for what you do.
You're a body. You're a human being. You're responsible for anything that your body does. No, without any exceptions. Masha Einkein, according to Tosfos.
You have a certain nachrayus to not do things that will hurt other people. And if you don't do what you're responsible for, then there's a punishment for that.
You have a responsibility of what on your body? What phrase do we use when we deal with the world of Achrayus?
Shmira.
You have to watch yourself. You have to take care of yourself. However, Shmira has limits. In other words, Shmira is chayev when there is some degree of pshia, some degree of negligence. But if there's no negligence at all, then there's no chiyuv of Shmira. And so, being pulled by a hurricane, by a tsunami, there's no negligence at all, then you are in that situation, you are patur. So that was the hakira that we had by Adam HaMazik. Let's now move over to Mamon HaMazik. Why are you chayev if you own you have a pet turtle, and your pet turtle goes ahead and bites your neighbor's baby, why are you chayev?
Because your mamon damaged. You're responsible for your mamon.
So according to the Rambam says, because your mamon is an extension of yourself. And just like you're responsible for your behavior, just like, you're responsible for your behavior, you're responsible for the actions of your animals, except that in the world of mamon hamazik, there we do have a ptur of onus. But basically, it's that, you know, where it's mamono hizik, that which belonged to you did an act of hezek. Ma'ashenken, we saw in the tour, and we saw that was really the rush, and the rush is really Tosos, namely the world of Tosvos and the rush and the tour. How do they view mamon hamazik?
When you have a chiyuv of shmira, and when you don't fulfill that chiyuv, if something bad happens, you're a
chayav. Okay. So now let's just put this in a chart that we have mamon hamazik, and we have adam hamazik, so we have the shita of the balei hatosfos that mamon hamazik, we have a chiyuv shmira and a chiyuv for pshia, some degree of pshia. And hu hadin, also in the world of adam hamazik, we have a chiyuv of shmira, which implies that we have a chiyuv of pshia. Ma'ashein kein, within the world of the Rambam, we saw that mamon hamazik chayav al ma'asei mamono, and in adam hamazik chayav al ma'asei gufo. Correct? So it would make sense that if in the world of mamon hamazik we have a din of av and tolda, what should we also have in the world of adam hamazik according to these two approaches? Also should have a din of av and tolda. Namely, that just as we have in the world of mamon hamazik, that we have in the Torah a certain prototype of Karen, Shane, Regel, etc., when we're going to have the same result with a different act, we'll call that a tolda. In other words, that we'll have the same framework, just like we have in Hilchos Shabbos, when you have a tachlis. So if we have the tachlis done by the maisa that's mentioned in Sidura Depat, in the building of the Mishkan, then we have an av. When we're dealing with the same tachlis but a different maisa, then we have a tolda. However, certainly there is room for a third shita. What would be a third shita? That perhaps we could say is Rashi, or perhaps would even be the Ramban. We don't know. Neither of them talk about this, but what would be room for a third shita? That these really have nothing one to do with the other. You know, where it's the Rambam puts them in two different areas of halacha. That in the world of mamon hamazik, I'm chayev, you know, where it's I have a chiyuv shmir. I'm chayev to watch over my property, and my chiyuv would be one of pshia. Ma she'en kein, in the world of adam hamazik, maybe my chiyuv is al ma'asai. I'm chayev for my actions, no matter what. That's, you know, it's that these have nothing one to do with the other. If they have nothing one to do with the other, then it's quite possible to say that when I'm dealing with the classic realm of mamon hamazik, of keren, shein, regel, of esh, and of bor, I could speak about avos, and I could speak about toldos. Masha enkein, when I'm dealing with a whole different world, where I'm chayef for my ma'asim, who is to say that there's a concept of av and tolda? I'm an adam. In other words, whether I am damaging air or yoshein, I'm the same adam. Whether I am damaging with kocho or with gufo, I'm the same adam. Namely, that there is room for such a distinction. So yitachen, in the Rishimos of the Shiurim, the Rav simply says this box. But what I'm trying to do is give it the background that probably the Rav was working off of. Namely, in other words, that clearly within the Balei HaTosfos we have a parallel situation. There's no reason to distinguish in the world of Av and Tolda if we're dealing with parallel situations. But the moment that we don't necessarily know what Rashi holds b'chlal in the Stakira. In the moment, we only have the Ramban on Adam HaMasik. We don't know what the Ramban says on Mammon HaMasik, so there's room, certainly, for an ability to distinguish between a realm of Mammon HaMasik that we've been dealing with, Daf Beis and Daf Gimel, where we have a world of Av and Tolda, and a world of Mammon again, in a theoretical sense, and a world of Adam HaMasik, maybe Kocho is Gufo. Kocho is simply, it's not an extension of Gufo, it's not a different Maisa. It's simply Gufo. In other words, we're dealing over here with the Maisa of the individual, the strength of the individual, the power of the individual being manifested in a manner of Kocho, as, in other words, which is the equivalent, not just a parallelism, but the equivalent of Gufo. So that this is an option within Rashi. Again, as Eli pointed out, the language of the Gemara, of Ella, Toldos, Mave, Kamave, is certainly certainly fits in much better according to Tosfos and according to the Rambam and according to Mukhei Yosef than it would according to Rashi. But from a theoretical perspective, we could say that Mave is unique, and this will come to later on when we deal with the world of Adam. Okay? Also, we'll deal with it in a little bit in terms of the world of Tzoros as well. So, okay, let's move over to, let's continue in the Gemara. So the Gemara is, again, continuing its search for Toldoseim Lev Kayotzi Behem, and it suggests, Ki Kamar Rav Papa Tolda Deish Mainihu, Ilema Avno Sekino Maso Shinichan Berosh Gago, Benafu Baruch Mitsuya Behiziku, Heichi Dami. Iba hade da azli kamaske hainu eish. Maishna eish de koach acher muur behem on choshmurasan olecha. Hani nami koach acher muur behem on choshmurasan olecha. Ella tolda de eish ke eish. Okay, so we have over here a classic tolda of eish, the same result of nezek coming in a very, very parallel manner of koach acher muur of bo. And so just as eish is chayev, so also this form of told of Eish would be chayev in a similar direction. What does Rashi mention over here, which raises the eyebrows of other Rishonim? Let's look in Rashi. Beruach Mitsuya, de'i beruach she'ena Mitsuya have ones, v'lo machayev, by the world of Eish. Other we point out is different. Ava beruach Mitsuya have told of Eish, so we have over here a tolda, a different act which is occurring with the same result, but in the same, in a parallel framework. In English,
He should have anticipated.
Namely, koach acher me'uruv bo over here is a reason to be machayev or a reason to pater? A reason to be machayev. Is that the normal usage of koach acher me'uruv bo? When we have it in the Mishnah, right? Lo harei habor karei ha'esh, v'lo harei ha'esh karei habor, v'lo harei zeh karei zeh. In other words, how is koach acher me'uruv bo used in that context? Look at the page that I gave you, or if those of you who have in the back of your Gemaras, Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz. Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz writes, Maishna eish dekoach acher meuruv bo, pirish hakuntris havli lasuke adaite. Dekoach acher meuruv bo. Umashma dechumrahi. Chumra means it's a reason to be mechayev. Vekoshe delekaman parich. Those of you who reached Afdalad Amad Aleph have seen it black and white. Mala bor shekein ein koach acher me'uruv bo v'chulei. L'chein nira devadai kulahi. That the whole lo harei, in other words, the Achilles heel of Eish is that it's a koach acher me'uruv bo. It's not totally the mamon of the individual. There's another factor that's involved. And afal pikein, even so your chayv, l'chein nira devadai kulahu. Hachi pirusho. Maishna Eish Afal Pisha Koach HaKamurubo Roi Lohu Iskayif. Namely, the Koach HaKamurubo is a reason to say Patur, not a reason to say Chayev. In other words, and that's what the comparison is. Just as Eishir Chayev, even though Koach HaKamurubo, so also Avno Sakino Umaso, your Chayev, even though Koach HaKamurubo. Rashi understands it, your Chayev, because of Koach HaKamurubo. Koach HaKamurubo is a reason for Chiyuv. Tosar in a parrot says that's not Shas. In Shas, Koach Hacher Me'uruv Bo is a reason to pater, not a reason to be Mechayev. Chora, that's a very powerful He'ara. The Rashba was aware of this issue. So let's look at the Rashba. Maishna Eish de Koach Hacher Me'uruv Bo, Tam Zesh de Koach Hacher Me'uruv Bo, Pa'amim Shetov Sol Bekula, U'Pa'amim L'Chumra. That Koach HaKamurubo can be used as a Mechayev or can be used as a Poter. Kol Echad Lefi Mekomo. Everything has to be judged contextually. The Vaday Kula V'Chumra Yeshbo. That it has two sides. On one hand, it's an external factor. External factor is a reason for Ptur. On the other hand, it's something that can be anticipated. So that's a reason for Chiyuv. V'Kan Tovso V'Chumra Lomar Alkein Chiyuv Abotara Afal pisha bal takola ino madlik et agodish mamash mikom akom miyad shu madlik et ha'esh matzo hi letare vimo miyad koach hacher shemalicho. The person should have anticipated that his act is going to have far-reaching consequences. Umazik v'chein atam b'avdon sakino shenicham b'rosh hagag metzuyen lipo b'ruach metzuya. So just as fire, there is a reason to anticipate, so also in Avno Sakino Maso, there's reason to anticipate that the wind is going to be a factor. In other words, so the Rashba was aware of the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz's being bothered by Rashi and says, no, in other words, it can be viewed this way or that way. But again, which is the default position? You know, Koach HaKar Me'uruv Bo. You know, Chirip, is it more of a Machayev or more of a Poter?
The Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz would say that because he's not actually doing it, like something else is causing it to happen.
Exactly. In other words, that's what the Gemara says. Had we only had in the Torah Bor and not had Eish, we would never have been able to learn out Eish from Bor, because Bor is all you're doing. While Eish, there's another factor that's involved. And so who says that you're Chayev when another factor is involved? Who says that Adam is Chayev if Chava gave him the, you know, where it's the fruit? In other words, there's another factor involved. So you know, you the Kosh Baruch Hu tell other, but I told you, you know, where it has, you know, that forget about other factors, you know, it's, but over here, who says that other factors should not be taken into account? That's the way it's generally understood in the Gemara. The Rashba, to explain Rashi, says no, it can go in both directions. But why would Rashi choose in our sugya a direction which is not the norm? You know, it's hard to wake up in the middle of the night and ask you, is Koach HaKar Me'uruv Bo a Mechayev or a Poter? In the language of the Rishonim, is it a Kula or a Chumra? What would you say? A Kula. It's a Kula. It's something, it's an external factor, yes?
But in the previous Daf Gemara, every time it says Maishna, this, that has these qualities, it's usually seen by Mechayev.
Okay, so why? No, so that's what the Rashi is pointing out. Our Sugya is different. What in our Sugya is pushing us in this direction? 100%, I agree with you. What, you know, again, let's use a previous building block that we saw. When we spoke about Toldoseim Kayotse Bahem and Toldoseim Lav Kayotse Bahem. Kayotse Bahem means that if we have Karen having Chatzi Nezik and then Nezik Shalem, Toldoseim Kayotse Bahem would be moving from Chatzi Nezik, Nezik Shalem. If we have Shane being Pater Bishus Arabim, Toldoseim Kayotze Bahem would be that Shane would be Chayev Nezek Shalem and Pater Bishu Sarabim. Right? What would be the Toldoseim Lav Kayotze Bahem? What did we see? Machlokas, the Rif and Rashi. The Rif says Lav Kayotze Mehen. A different payment. Something is different in the realm of payment. But how did Rashi learn Toldoseim Lav Kayotze Bahem? Pater. Right? Look at Daf Beis Amud Beis. Rashi said that Yesh Mehem, in other words, Kayotze Bahem, Yesh Mehem Shulav Kayotze Bahem. So Rashi over there said, Hachamai, that Shabbos is kayotze behem. Tuma is lav kayotze behem. Hocha told us nezikin mai. Mi amrinan told us kayotze behem roshna av roshna told him hizik meshalem. O dilma, lo. Right? A ptur. Right? So if over here, you know, we want to say that avno sakino umaso is toldoseim kayotze behem, what are we searching for? Not, in other words, what do we need to say toldoseim kayotze behem? We need a machayev. Namely, we're looking for a reason to be machayev. The moment that we have a machayev, that's what we call toldoseim kayotze behem. If it would be lav kayotze, it would be patur. So Rashi over here is bringing in Ruach Mitzuya as a machayev. It's a reason to say toldoseim kayotze behem. It's a reason to say that there's a chiyuv. Koachachem urabo having leilasuke adaita. In other words, if you're working off of the riff, that actually you're going to be chayev, just maybe chayev something else, so then you can have the achol pisha koachachem urabo. Then you can learn like the Tosos Rabbeinu Peretz wants to learn. Okay, but all of these are details within Havaminas. The Gemara then moves over to a maskana. Ela tolda de esh keesh, the ki kama Rav Papa atolda de regel. Regel? Haukimda, tolda de regel karegel. We already had this in the sugya. And we had a whole list of tolda of regel. Gemara answers, b'chatsi nezik tsroros, de hilchasa gemirava. We're dealing with a world of tsroros. Rashi defines, Hayasama halechas hitiza tsroros b'ragleha v'shibru es akelim. That here we have a halacha l'moshe misinai. What is the halacha l'moshe misinai? That's a machlokas rishonim. What does everyone agree is part of halacha l'moshe misinai? Chatzi nezek. Right? Chatzi nezek tsroros hilchasa gemirava. That we have over here, chatzi nezek as opposed to nezek shalem. However, many Rishonim say that we have over here a double halacha l'moshe misinai. What else is the chiddush halacha l'moshe misinai? That it's mamon. Right? They were dealing with chatzi nezek of mamon. And Rashi goes out of his way to stress this as part of this stage in the Gemara. The Kaimalon, the Hilchasa Gemira Le'nu Moshe Misinai, Dimamonohu Velo Knas. That part of the Halacha Moshe Misinai is that this Chatzi Nezek is Mamon as opposed to Knas. Af agav de Palgo de Nezek Shon Negicha Ha Veknas, Kedemrinu Lekamon, Hai Palgo Niska Mamonohu. Hilchach Lav Tolda de Kerenu, Ela de Regel. De Mikoach Regel Hu de Asu, Uka Regel. Lohave, the regular Meshalem Nezek Shalem, Vahainu Derech Papa. That here we're moving over to a new concept of Toldoseim Lav Kayotze Behem. Not that we have what we thought originally a Ptur, but we have a different Chiyuv. At this point in the Gemara, Rashi says that according to Rav Papa, we have a new din of Toldoseim Lav Kayotze Behem, that we have a Tashlam, but a different form of a Tashlum. Okay? Who else learns like this Rashi, and who disagrees with the zets, with fervor, with a loud argument? Who agrees with Rashi?
Can we explain Rashi again?
What?
Can we explain Rashi?
Yes, Rashi says over here that we have a. A double halacha l'moshe misinai. We have halacha l'moshe misinai, firstly, that we have chatzi nezek, and secondly, that this is mamon. That this chatzi nezek is mamon and not knas. That's a halacha l'moshe misinai. That within the Torah, whenever we find chatzi nezek, we find it by keren. And here we're dealing in the world of rega. And so we have over here a double chiddush. A, that it's chatzi nezek as opposed to nezek shalem, and B, that it's mamon as opposed to knas. Yes?
The Rush
quotes a Rishon who agrees with Rashi and disagrees with him fervently. Who's the Rishon that the Rosh is quoting? It's not really fair for you, Yaakov. We pointed out at the very, very beginning of our Gave Hakdama that the Rosh, in at least in the beginning of Baba Kama, quotes whom? Quotes the Rif all the time, and then is Meir. So if we move over to the Rosh, that first line that you're reading, Vasikna de Kulu Torasem Kayotzi Behem, Levar Mitoda de Regel, Umay Nihu Chatzi Nezik Tsuros, De Hilchasag de Mirele de Mamonahu, Velomashalem Ela Chatzi Nezik. That's a quote of the Rosh. That's a quote of the Rif. I know it could be a bit confusing because it's not a quote of our Rif. Our Rif was amended, but according to the Bach and Mukhe Yosef, this is the original Rif. On this, the Rosh writes, "Ha'dekamar hilchas ha'gemirah de'mamonahu." That second halacha that is put in, "Leha lo goi hilchasa." There's no need for Olcham Moshe Misina. This is mamon, memela mamonahu. Baruch it's mamon. Kevon the tolda de regel have. If it's regel, then it's mamon. In other words, v'ikar halacha, the only din of Olcham Moshe Misina is lechatzi nezek gemirah. It's only lechatzi nezek. Elahachi ka'amar. Af agav the total deregel have umamona have kama halacha gemira le de la mashalim elachatzi nezek. Okay, namely that as opposed to Rashi and the Rif, who understood this halacha Moshe Misinai on two planes, according to the Rosh, the halacha of Moshe Misinai is only a din of chatzi nezek.
We don't disagree with that.
They both agree that it's mamon, but the question is mamon halcha Moshe Misinai, or is mamon memela? Is mamon? You don't need any. You don't need Hakadosh Baruch Hu to spend time telling Moshe Rabbeinu on Har Sinai the chatzi nezek tsuros is mamon. The moment the chatzi nezek tsuros is a tolda of regel, automatically it's mamon. Because what's the difference between mamon and knas? It doesn't make any difference whether if we're paying anyway chatzi nezek to make it in mamon or knas.
Mode b'knas is pater.
Mode b'knas is pater. What else? What about
In terms of who's dayanim are and
where who the dayanim are? Right, that in chutz laaretz we're not done dine knaso. We need smuchim to be done dine knaso. It's that we have over here different worlds of mamon and knas. So everyone agrees the bottom line that it's mamon. The question is. Is that halacha Moshe Misinai or not? Now, here we're going to see that even though at this point we have what appears to be Rashi and the Rif against the Rosh, but the moment we have the halacha Moshe Misinai, then according to Rashi says black and white, the moment we have the halacha Moshe Misinai, then clearly Tsuros is Mamon, is Regel Gomor. Namely, that the that the bottom line of Rashi and the Rosh is one and the same. Namely, that once we have Halacha Moshe Misinai, Rashi agrees to the Rosh that we're dealing over here with the case of Regel Gomer. This will be as opposed to the Rif, as we'll see in a little while. That the Rif is going to maintain some sort of a quasi Halacha Moshe Misinai even in the Maskana. Of the nature of regel, but according to Rashi and the Rosh, we're dealing over here lechora, the moment we have Halacha Moshe Sinai, with regel shalem. How then do we continue reading the Gemara according to Rashi and the Rosh? Let's go back to our Gemara. The Gemara asks, "V'amai kari leitolda de regel?" What is this question? According to Rashi and the Rosh, haven't we just said that there's a halacha Moshe Misinai that this is, according to the Rashi, we have a svara that it's toldo deregel. And according to Rashi, we have al chamosh misina that it's a toldo deregel. Elo regel, mikoach regel hu da'asi. Okay? So what is the question? Am I correlated toldo deregel? What does Tosis point out? I mean, Rashi says it, but Tosis expands it a little. Am I correlated toldo deregel? Af al gav de domi le regel. Even though we just pointed out that this is regel, again, either post al-chamosh misinai or without al-chamosh misinai, kevan shadina chaluk hayelo likros la shem bifnei atzma. That up to this point, what have we seen in the world of toldoseihem kayotze bahem? At the moment that we have a tolda, it means that we have similar dinim. If we don't have similar dinim, why call it a tolda? Why not call it a fifth category? That we have a new category called Tzroros. Who is to say? There's an arichus on this in Rav Gusman's Sefer. Who's to say that the Bechal is a din of koach in the world of animals? Maybe the din of kocho kegufo is only by man. Maybe in the world of animals there's no din of koach. Maybe this is a unique case that this shore is creating a new avmazik. You know, it's by kicking stones. Maybe this is something totally new. Why put it under the category of regel at all? So the Gemara answers, l'shalem min ha'aliyah. It's similar to regel in the fact that, as opposed to keren that is limited to a payment of gufo, here you pay the damage no matter how much it is. There's no upper limit of the value of the mazik. We'll go beyond the value of the mazik. You have your pet turtle, and it breaks some very, very, very expensive vase. It bites the Mona Lisa. I don't know, bites off her nose. And so, had it been a world of keren, you would only have to pay the value of the pet turtle. No, you wouldn't go beyond that. Mashenken over here, in a chinami, it's chazi nezek, but it's going to be min ha'aliyah. It'll be half the value of the Mona Lisa. V'ha mi bo'i, bo'i rava, the bo'i rava, chazi nezek tzoros, mi gufa mashalem, o min ha'aliyah mashalem, u'rava mi bo'i le, le rapapa pshita le, u'rava de mi bo'i le, amai kari le, tolda de regel. In other words, in what way is it similar to regel? Lepotra birishus harabim. So, according to the Maskana of the Gemara, according to Rashi and the Rush, we have Tzoros, which is Regel Gomor. It's pure Regel, pure Regel. In other words, according to Rashi, there was a Hava Mina, that it be Knas, but that was knocked off by the halacha l'moshe misinai, that it's mamon. According to the Rush, there was no such havamina. There was not even such a havamina. In other words, it's regel gomor, and it has all the dinim of regel, namely rishus harabim and min ha'aliyah, except for chatzi nezek. That's what, in other words, that we have over here, a halacha l'moshe misinai that remains on Chatzi Nezek. In terms of the fact that we have Mamon, according to the Rush, there was no need for such Al-Chamosh Misina, that we know even without Al-Chamosh Misina. According to Rashi, we know it because Al-Chamosh Misina. But that's the framework that we have over here, that we're dealing with pure Regel. However, Rabbeinu Chananel and the Rif have a very, very different understanding, Lechora, of the world of Tzroros. Where should we begin with Rabbeinu Chananel and the Rif? Well, maybe we'll begin with what is somewhat pushing them, and then we'll see where they distinguish themselves from Rashi and Tosfos. We pointed out that according to Rashi, we have a Hava Mina without El Chamash Misinai, that Chazi Nezek Tsoros is a Knas. Where do we find in the world of Nezikim Chazi Nezek of being a Knas? By Karen. I mean, that we have a Hava Mina that we would view Tsoros as Karen. Why in the world would we view Tsoros as Karen? What have we seen about Karen? Kavanasa lehazik. Here the animal is walking. The animal is walking. Pashas, there is no kavanasa lehazik at all. What would be a half? That is basically what the Rosh himself says. What do you need? You need a hava mina, that it's moment and aknas? Mapitam. In other words, at moment it's regel. It's regel. We're dealing over here with something which is urche. We're dealing with simply the animal is walking. But according to Rashi and according to the Rif, we have this Hava Mina that without El Chamash Misinai, we would have viewed Tsroros as Knas. Secondly, move over to the Mishnah on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. We have a Mishnah that begins the second parak that deals with which Av Mazik? Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph?
Regel.
Ketzad HaRegel Mu'edet. Keitzar regel mu'edet. So we read, Keitzar regel mu'edet l'shaber b'derech hilucha v'behema mu'edet l'halach k'darko l'shaber hoyesa miva'etes osha yutsroros menatzim tachas ragleha datatat mishalim chatzi nezek. Tsroros menatzim tachas ragleha, that's a tolda of regel. What's hoyesa miva'etes? An animal kicks another animal. Is that regel? That's Karen. What's it doing in the Mishnah? So Rashi says, "Hayesam evaetes shinu hauze tolda de Karen hilka chati nezik v'tu lo oshe yitzraros menatzin afagav de lav shinu ela urcha afilu hachi chati nezik v'tu lo de hilchasa gemira bo Tosfos hayesam evaetes agav de shave yitzraros nakat lahacha." And according to Rashi, what are these two words, Hayesam Eva'etes, doing in the Mishnah? It's totally out of context. These two words, Hayesam Eva'etes, are dealing with the world of Karen. But what do we have over here? A certain common denominator in terms of payment. What? Chatzi Nezek. That we have over here, it's brought in because since we have a din of Tsroros in regel der chatzi nezek, so the Gemara, the Mishnah also brought in sort of lashon, nofel alashon, that since since the animal is using its leg in both circumstances, and in both circumstances you're going to be chayev chatzi nezek, even though one of them is Karen and one of them is regel, we'll bring both of them in the Mishnah. It'll remind us that Mevaetes also pays chatzi nezek, even though it's for a totally different reason. Very, very strange. Very strange, no, to learn the Mishnah that way. But that's the way that Rashi and Tosfos learn the Mishnah. And then we come to the core of the issue, and that's on Daf Yud Tes Amud Aleph, where we have in the second wide line, Boi minei Rav Abba bar Mamo mi Rav Ami, v'amru le mi Rav Chia bar Abba, hoyesa mahalechres v'makom shi'i efshara, ela imkein minatezet, that we have an animal walking on gravel, and it's impossible for the animal to walk without kicking stones. Uba'ata v'hitiza v'hizika mahu. And then this animal kicked, and the stones flew through the air, and they were mazik. Mahu. Kevan di efshala urchehu. How did Rashi learn this Abaya? What are the two sides of the Abaya? Kevan diyeshala urchehu. Had the animal not kicked, had it simply been walking, would the stones have flown? Yeah, they would have flown. And how much would the animal have paid in that situation? chatzin nezek. So maybe over here, there's a payment of chatzin nezek because it's impossible for the stones not to fly. So this is the classic case of tsroros. Or do we say that since the animal is adding in a be'ita, a kavana lahazik, will go from chatzin nezek down to reva nezek. Maybe we'll have half of the half. That's the question of Gemara. Do you pay in this case half, or do you pay a quarter? Look at Rabbeinu Chananel, Goy Rav Abar Bar Mamo, Hayisa Mahaleches V'makom Tzroros, Sheyef Shar Elim Kein Minatezet Uva'ata V'hitiza Mahu, Kevan Delo Efshar Sagia Elim Kein Minatezet Urchehu V'regel Birshus HaNizak Nezek Shalem Mishalem. Odil Mahashta Mias Machmas Biut Nitzan Utsraros Ninu Va'olsa Bateku. The question is, maybe over here one pays Nezek Shalem because there's no alternative. This is Urche. Or maybe the bottom line is that the animal is kicking stones, and kicking stones by definition is Tsroros and is Chatzi Nezek. Namely, maybe this is a super Tsroros, or maybe it's a regular Tsroros. Maybe a regular tsoros pays chatzi nezek, and so this is like tsoros. Or maybe because the animal cannot but to create tsoros, maybe this is a super tsoros and nezek shalem. So there's a question over here on the Rabbeinu Chananel, which is already in the Hagos on the page of the Vilna Shas. It was written by the Cheshek Shlomo. He's one of those who wrote on the back. He was a dayan in Vilna. Perish Rabbeinu Abaya Zo Eino Muvan L'chora. The Kol Tzuros Gam Ken Havei Urchei Umikoma Komachomoshe Misinai De Eino Ela Chatzi Nezek V'Harif Gam Ken Nira De Mefarish Perish Rabbeinu V'Hadavar Tzarechiyu. That somehow the Rif and Rabbeinu Chananel both learned this Gemara on Daf Yutesim Ed Aleph, that there is a Hava Amina that maybe we'll have a case of Tzuros of being Nezek Shalem. Why? Because it's Urche. But everyone asks. The bottom line is, all Tzoros is Urche. That's what we pointed out over here. We have Halacha Moshe Misinai, that Tzoros is Mamon. Tzoros is Mamon, meaning that it's Urche. So why would we have a Havamina to ever go beyond Chatzi Nezek? Why should you ever hit a din of Nezek Shalei? When we put 1 and 2 and 3 together, we put together the Rif in terms of the Havamina of the Gemara before the Halacha Moshe Misinai. And we add to that the Mishnah on Daf Yud Zayin Omer Aleph. And then we add to that the Abaya on Daf Yud Tesemer Aleph. What do you come up with in terms of trying to understand how the Rif viewed Tzroros? As opposed to Rashi and the Rosh. Rashi and the Rosh says Tzroros is normal, normative regel. It's classic regel. It's classic urche. We would never go beyond chatzi nezek because there's no more urche than urche. If you want to look for a moment on Daf Yud Chesem and Beis, there's a Rashi over there smack in the middle of the thin lines. That Rashi, we'll come back to this. Rashi quotes a Perush and he finds it to be very, very difficult. He writes, Avol Kosheli. You have it, the last lines of a long Dibur HaMaskel in Rashi that begins Ela, Daf Yud Chesem Ed Beis. Kosheli, Kevan de Meikara Havei Urchei, if Tzroros is Urchei, Vafilu Hachi Chatzi Nezek Meshalem, Mali Chadzimna Mali Meazimna. What difference does it make if this animal, once in its lifetime, brings about damage via Tzoros, or it brings about this damage 100 times a day? Urche is Urche. And if this Urche, it's Chatzi Nezek, it's Chatzi Nezek. That's the Shita of Rashi and the Rosh. What is the Rif telling us over here, the Rif and the Rabbeinu Chananel? How do they view Tzoros? How do they understand the Halacha Moshe Misinai? What was the Havamina that we would view Tzoros similar to Keret? That'll be a knas, but perhaps, namely, the knas can come. We pointed out, again, this is not Yaakov's fault or Mickey's fault, but we pointed out that Karen could have two different definitions as an avmasik. One is kavanasa lahazik. The second definition, which we'll find later on in the perek, is what is unique about Keren? It's Mishuna. It's different. It's different. It's unusual. That the Knas stems from the fact that, as opposed to, we said, Koach Achem Urufbo, Havile Asuke Adaite, it's something that could be anticipated. This is not something that can be anticipated. Keren cannot be anticipated until it becomes what? Muad. When it comes Muad, then Iayatura, then already can be anticipated. But the first three times, even after once or twice, we view it as lightning strikes once, right? Lightning may strike twice, but in other words, after the third time, it's not lightning any longer. Then already we know that this is to be anticipated. But Keren, by its nature, is Mishuna. And because it's Mishuna, that's why you have Chatzi Nezek as a Knas, not as Mama. You're not responsible for the Keren, but simply to placate the individual who was damaged, you give him half. You don't, in other words, it's a Knas. It goes above and beyond your duty because it really couldn't have been anticipated because it's Mishuna. What over here could you understand within Rabbeinu Chananel and the Rif? How did they understand the Ocha Moshe Nisinai? A, that we have Chatzi Nezek, and B, Tsraros is what? In the Hava, in other words, that we have this Hava, meaning maybe it would be Knas. Tsraros, similar to Keren, is also... It's also Mishuna. It's also Mishuna. It's also something that is different, that is unique, that could not necessarily be anticipated. Comes the Ocha Moshe Nisinai and tells us that even though Tsraros has this quality of being somewhat unanticipated, it's not as not anticipated as Keren. It's not as anticipated, it's not as common as Regel, but Bechol Zot it fits under Mammon. Namely, as opposed to the Rush who says that this is obvious, isn't it obvious that it's Mammon? It can certainly be anticipated. According to the Rif, and according to Rashi in the Hava Mina, this is a Chiddush. This is the Chiddush of the Halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai that we have over here a degree of Mishuna. We have over here a degree of Mishuna. Now again, according to Rashi, once we have Ocha Moshe Mi-Sinai, he follows the Rush. It's pure Regel. But within the Rabbeinu Chananel and the Rif, once we have such a necessity for Ocha Moshe Mi-Sinai that it's Mammon, it means it's always going to remain somewhat different, somewhat Mishuna, somewhat not anticipated. And therefore, when we have a Mishnah which is going to describe for us the Toldos of Regel, what is that Mishnah going to include? Hayatam and Ateza. It's going to include the world of Mishuna, because the Chatzi Nezek, to a certain degree, stems from the world of Mishuna. That, in other words, it's not enough of a Mishuna to be Knas, but it's enough of a Mishuna to be Chatzi Nezek. And the moment that we have a world of Mishuna, if we're going to have a case where it's going to turn into an E-Efshar Shelo Yivayit, it's impossible that there won't be stones flying, then what possibility is raised?
No longer.
And Daf Yutes. Then it's going to be Nezek Shalem. Namely, that the uniqueness of Tsraros, according to the Rif and Rabbeinu Chananel, the reason, if you could speak about a reason of Ocha Moshe Mi-Sinai, that we have Chatzi Nezek, is because there is this aspect of Mishuna. It's not enough to move it over to a Knas, it's still a Mammon, but if you want to, it's a regular Mishuna. And therefore, it will be brought down as two stages within the Mishnah. And therefore, we're going to have a tzad in the Gemara that you're going to pay Nezek Shalem when we're going to have a Tsraros, which is totally Urche. Okay? As opposed to the Rush and Rashi, according to them, in the Maskana, we're dealing over here with a classic Rego. It's totally anticipatable. It can be totally anticipated. It can be totally anticipated, and therefore, even if There's no such thing as being more anticipated. There's no such thing as moving beyond chatzi nezek to nezek shalem. It's always urche. How then, according to Rashi and the Rosh, would we understand the chatzi nezek? Again, we don't have to understand al chamash misinais. We could leave them purely as zeres akosos. But how could we understand it? Where would the chatzi nezek come from? If it's really totally anticipated, again, within the Rif and the Rabbeinu Chananel over here, this second aspect of Chamash Misinai, the fact that it's Mamon and Naknas, already builds within it that we have some degree of a lack of anticipation, some degree of that which would bring us down to Chatzi Nezek, and some degree that we can then speak about a form of a Tzoros, which would be Nezek Shalem. But according to Rashi and the Rush, Rashi, once we have the Lachamoshi Misinai, and the Rush even without the Lachamoshi Misinai, no. This is totally regel. Where then would we come to a Chatzi Nezek? We discussed this at the very beginning. What's the source of Toldoseim Kayotze Behem? Shabbos. What's the source of Toldoseim Rav Kayotze Behem?
Tuma,
right? And in Tuma, Toldoseim Rav Kayotze Behem. We pointed out that which is removed already goes down a level. So Tzoros is exactly that model of Tumah, that we're dealing with a Nezek which is more removed from the Mazik. The moment something is removed, the moment that we're dealing with a second stage, so that already will take us down, just as we move from Tumah of Adam and to a tuma of Adam and Kalim to a tuma of Mashkin va'ochlin. So over here we move down from a Nezek Shalem to a Chatzi Nezek. Doesn't tell us anything about a different nature, just says that it's more removed. So within the Halacha Moshe Misinai, we would have two different Hesberim in the Maskana of the Gemara, that according to Halacha Moshe Misinai, according to Rabbeinu Chananel and the Rif, means that we have an aspect of Mishuna, while according to Rashi and the Rush, we have Merchak. We have something which is removed from the source of the Mazik, and then we bring it down to a Chatzi Nezek. But we're dealing with two very, very different approaches. Okay, let's go. Beseder? Okay, let's go back to Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. We left out one Tosfos, the Fotro Birishus HaRabim. Tosfos asks, V'yim Tomar, why Pshita Leitfei Milushalem Min Ha'aliyah? We pointed out that Rava is uncertain if Tzroros pay Min Ha'aliyah or pay Migufo. But Rava is certain that Tzroros is Pater Birishus HaRabim. If both of these are unique halakos within Regel, why would one of them be clearer to Rava and one of them be less clear to Rava? So Tosas answers, Yeshlamar de Kevan de Minhadina Yemeshaim Nezek Shalim Vasu Hilchasa Dubba Mesham El Chatzi Nezek, Asi Hilchasa Vahakil Valoga Hachmir. Paying, being potter in Rishus HaRabim is a kula, Masha'en Kain being paying Minhaliyah is a chumra, so it was unclear to Rava what direction. Whether this direction would be included also in the world of Tzoros. Well, what's going on over here exactly in Tosfos? Let's just take a step back. What's the nature of the Ptur of Shein V'Regel and Rishus HaRabim? I sent you to a Rush. Let's look. Go back to the Rush. The Rush on the continuity of the section that we had seen a bit earlier in terms of Tzoros. The Rush says, between the Zayin and the Chet of the Pilpula Charifta, Shein V'Regel, Peturin Birshus HaRabim, De Urchahu. Who is the Rush quoting over here? This is the Rif on Daf Aleph Amud Beis. Period. Tmi Ali, on this quote of the Rif, the Rush asks, Ma Hutzrach L'Faresh Taina P'taima De Petire Mishum De Urchayahu Hakra Ksiv Ubir B'Stei Acher. V'darshinan lei lo birishus harabim. Namely, that we have over here a machlokes in the Rif and the Rush. What is the core of the Ptur Birshus Harabim of Shein V'Regel? According to the Rif? A Svara. According to the Rif, it's a Svara. Or Chayuhu means there's no way that I can keep an animal from being an animal. And that's the nature of the animal. Everyone knows that animals are Birshus Harabim. Let the Nizak beware. Mashenkin, according to the Rush, Gzeres HaKosov. Okay, you have machlokes if it's a svara or a gzeres hakasuv. No, tell me, who does Tosfos agree with? The Rosh or the Rif? The Imtomar amai pshita leitfei milushalem min ha'aliyah. Lushalem min ha'aliyah. Would you call that a svara or a gzeres hakasuv? Gzeres hakasuv. Right. There is a kosher that, you know, or is it that, you know, it could go this way, it could go that way. In other words, if we view Ptur of Rishus HaRabim as a svara and L'shalem min ha'aliyah as Gzeres HaKosuv, and would Tosfos ask a question, Amai pshita leitfei mi L'shalem min ha'aliyah? In other words, had Tosfos agreed with the Rush, with the Rif, would he have asked this question? No. In other words, Chitale, that is, you know, where it's the Ptur Rishus HaRabim is Orche. In other words, again, this is working within Rashi, Tosfos, and the Rush. They're assuming Regulus pure Orche. If Regulus pure Orche, Barer is Potter Bishram according to the Rif. It's a Svara. However, if we're learning with the Rush, we have two Gzeres HaKosuvs in the world of Regul. We have a Gzeres HaKosuv of Ubir Besteyacher, Potter Bishus HaRabim, and Gzeres HaKosuv of Lushalim min ha'aliyah, meitav sadeil. So, in other words, then Tosfos has a good question. Amai pshita leitfei milushalem min ha'aliyah. Why choose one Gzeres HaKosuv over another Gzeres HaKosuv? Why is this more pashut than that? But within the question, l'chora, Tosfos' question makes sense according to the Rush. His question doesn't get off the ground, l'chora, according to the Rif. Let's look at Tosfos' answer. Kevan de min hadin hayim mashayim nezek shalem. V'asi hilchasa de lo mashalem el chatzi nezek. Im kein asi hilchasa lahakel velo lahachmir. Is that true? The Alchemosh Misinai is only lahakel and not lahachmir? We had a machokes. What's in Alchemosh Misinai? According to the Rush, what's in Alchemosh Misinai? Only Chatzi Nezek. According to Rashi and the Rif, what's in Alchemosh Misinai? Chatzi Nezek and Mamon. According to which of them is the Alchemosh Misinai Lahakel? The Rush. So Tosfos is answering according to the Rush. Namely, Tosfos, beginning, middle, end, is according to the Rush. The Rush holds that Ptur Birshus HaRabim is Gzeres HaKosuv. Tosfos asks, why is one Gzeres HaKosuv more pashut than another Gzeres HaKosuv? And then he answers, because Alchemosh Misinai is only Lahakel, so therefore the Gzeres HaKosuv, which is Lahakel, is included. But according to the Rif and Rashi, the Alchemosh Misinai isn't only Lahakel. Chatzi Nezek is Lahakel, but Mamon as opposed to Knas, that's a Chumra. Mamon as opposed to Knas is the Chumra. Modim Mamon is Chayev. But Mamon you could be done even in Hedyoto. That's a Chumra to call Mamon to go as a Knas. So that would, it was simply just to realize that Tosfos over here, even though it appears to be a local question and a local answer, he over here is giving you a sense of how he deals with broader issues. Is there another distinction that you could have given between Ptur Rishus HaRabim and L'shalem min ha'aliyah? Tosfos asks, why is it more pashut Ptur Birshus HaRabim than L'shalem min ha'aliyah? Yes? Okay, very, very good. Namely, this is... We have to distinguish between two realms. We have a realm of avos and a realm of tashlumin. Clearly, the Ptur Birshus HaRabim is totally what Av we're dealing with. That Karen, there is no Ptur Bishus HaRabim, Shein and Regel, Karen and Bor, there's no Ptur Bishus HaRabim, Shein and Regel, we have a Ptur Bishus HaRabim. It's totally in what Av we're talking about. When we're dealing with the world of, maybe put it a little differently. When we're dealing with the world of Min Ha'aliyah, as opposed to Gufa, right? These are two options of how do you pay. Do we have a cutoff at the value of the Avmazik, or do you pay the damage no matter how much? So here we have a halacha that Karen pays Migufo, and Shane Veregel pay Min Ha'aliyah. So viewing it from this perspective, it's parallel to the Ptur of Rishus HaRabim. I mean, that it all depends as to what Av, which Av Mazik we're dealing with. That's Tosfos's question. However, what Yaakov Telos is suggesting is that in the world of Keren, we have Chatzi Nezek. And in the world of Shein Verego, we have Nezek Shalom. Who's to say that the difference between Migufo and Min Ha'aliyah is because of the Shein Av? Maybe the difference of Gufo and Aliyah is because of the Tashlum. Maybe whenever you pay Chatzi Nezek, you pay Migufo. And whenever you pay Nezek Shalem, you pay Min Ha'aliyah. And therefore, who's to say that, this distinction would apply to the world of Tsroros? In other words, in the case of Tsroros, we have on one hand, it's Regel. On the other hand, it's Chatzi Nezek. Maybe if we say that the world of Aliyah stems from Regel, so then we would have a Ptur Min Ha'aliyah. However, if we say that the world of Guf or Min Ha'aliyah stem from whether it's Chatzi Nezek or Nezek Shalem, then we would have a din of Gufo. So it could very well be that Lepotro or Bishus HaRabim clearly is totally in the world of Avos. Masha Enken, the world of Min Ha'aliyah or Migufo, it's unclear whether this distinction comes from the realm of Avos or comes from the realm of Tashlumen. So therefore, Tosfos would have the question. This is found, in the Shiurim of the Rav. There is a section in the Shita Mekubetzes which offers this as an answer to Tosfos' question. Okay, we'll stop over here. What we're going to move over into is a overview of the world of Rav and Shmuel, how they learn the Mishnah, Hamava Vahever. What I suggest to you to do, if you haven't done it up to this point, is simply to learn Bikiyus, learn Gemara and Rashi, from Hamava Vahever, where we left off on Gimel Mevez, until the top line on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, until Maskif Barav Mari, just to have a sense of the flow of the Sugya. And then I'll give you Mara Mekomos, we'll work through each section of the Gemara step by step to try and understand what it's going to add to our understanding of the world of the Avos Nezikin. Okay, we'll have Shiur as usual on Wednesday morning. So if we can set that Sunday Shiur will be 11:45 and Wednesday 9:15. Okay? Shiur will generally be an hour and a quarter each time. Yes?
Does Rashi seem to say that Karen is the first possum that it's been grouped up?
That's certainly the classic understanding of Arasugya, but why was it more pashut for Rava one way or the other? That could be because the Rava wasn't certain whether that is the whether that is the source of the distinction.